Welcome to the Northern Affinity Video Podcast. During this session, we will be having an unedited discussion with an expert. And what I'll be planning to do is, during our discussion, get them to teach me something. Teach me about something that's of interest, but also they are an expert in. I'm Michael Edwards, and I'm the founder of the Northern Affinity. And I will tap into our wonderful community to bring you along on my drive for self-improvement and my desire to learn. So please connect with me on various social media platforms, whether it's LinkedIn or Instagram or Twitter. And I'd love to hear from you what subjects you'd like to learn more about, or what subjects you think it'd be good for me to learn about. So please, you know, get in contact and let me know. All the details will be in the show notes, and you can send me an email or contact me via the various platforms. I really hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the latest episode of the Northern Affinity Video Podcast. I'm delighted to say we're joined by Laura today, and Laura's going to teach me how to make my website visible on search engines. That's going to be a general conversation we're going to have. So that's kind of in and around SEO is basically the conversation we're going to talk about. And I think the place to start with this, Laura, is kind of, what is SEO? Good as start as any.
Yeah, so SEO stands for Search Engine Optimization, which is essentially the process taken to get your website ranking higher on Google. There's lots of different elements involved in SEO, which I can hopefully chat through that today with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So do you want to give us a bit of background on you anyway, Laura? Probably a good place, and we'll have the chat about SEO in more detail.
Yeah, sure. So hi, I'm Laura Hollier. I run LMC Digital Marketing. So we essentially help small to medium business owners to be seen online, to grow their sales, web traffic, and ultimately profitability, and help their livelihoods through the efforts of digital marketing. We work with clients to set digital strategies, work with them on that, implement it, and develop it over time to achieve those things, really. And that's through various different marketing channels. So SEO is part of that, but it's also, we do Google advertising, paid social, affiliate marketing, and lots of other different tactics to try achieve people to come onto someone's website and ultimately buy that service or product that a website offers.
No, absolutely.
In a short nutshell.
Yeah, no. It's weird, isn't it, having to like 30 seconds to describe what you do? Yeah. Like, it could be forever. But anyway, obviously digital marketing has become bigger and bigger, and it's probably only ever going to get bigger and bigger. But I think there's context as well, isn't there, to SEO? And you kind of touched on it there as well. Is it's obviously an important part of this mix, but the mix, you need to get as many of those right as possible for them to get the benefit of them all as an individual entity. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, yeah. And there is a lot of different elements involved in SEO, and I've found over the years, I've been running LMC for 5.5 years now, and I find there's what people think SEO is very different, and how they actually achieve it and the tactics that they use is quite different as well. So hopefully from today we can have some actions that people can actually take away from it, because there's, like I say, there's quite a lot of misconceptions about SEO and what it actually is, the gurus online who try to say they can guarantee first page results, which actually the reality of that is quite difficult, to be honest.
No, absolutely. And I think someone once explained kind of SEO to me and said, you know, it's important. And said the thing with SEO though is you could be number one on Google, but if for example, your website isn't set up well to convert the number of people that you get because you're number one on Google, then it's almost pointless. So you need to kind of get all or as many of the components right for it to be the real benefit. And I'm sure you see that quite a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Just being number one doesn't mean you're going to deliver sales overnight. It might actually be not the right type of keywords as well. There's lots involved to make sure you set the right strategy for keywords, because ultimately that's what SEO is about, really. It's about setting those keywords and making sure they're the ones that are going to be valuable to your business, which again is one of the difficult parts of it, but ultimately it does come down to that strategy around keywords.
Oh, absolutely. And you touched on their misconceptions, which I think is really interesting. I think for a lot of us, and I would include myself in this, it kind of always feels like this almost dark art that SEO is, and you know, you hear various things. So and like you said, you hear these people saying, I can get you to page one on Google within 30 days and all this kind of stuff. So kind of in your experience, what are the general misconceptions around SEO that people have?
So a lot of it is to think once they've got a website, it will just rank on Google, and there's not much focus on optimizing it for Google, really. Mm. A lot of misconceptions around blog posts. I think people think just write a couple of blog posts every now and then, and then we'll rank on Google, and our SEO is done. That's a bit of a misconception. There's sometimes a bit of a challenge between web developers and SEOs as well. So often you build this really nice website and you think, oh, it looks great, it's going to work well, but actually it hasn't been optimized well. And this is usually because there's not enough words on the page ultimately. So there's lots of studies being done by various people on what length of content is optimum to get ranking on Google. And it's usually over 1,000 words, but actually most web developers or designers would create this really nice looking website, and it does, don't get me wrong, it will work well for a user's perspective, but it's also not going to be found because Google can't find the context of the page. So that can be quite a misconception as well. And there's always a bit of like I say, a battle between UX people and SEO. And there's always a middle ground to find, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to create a website just for search engines. Mm. Ultimately, it should be doing a job for a user. You should be creating useful content that a user actually wants to read, and that should return results in turn. But there's also a bit of a strategy behind that as well that it needs.
No, absolutely. I think one of the things when I've talked to people about SEO over the years is often, especially small business or startup businesses, is this idea of, you know, I would like to do it, I don't really know much about it, so therefore I'm probably just going to ignore it. And because they have this conception, again, it can be quite expensive, you know, almost the idea of, if I'm not going to be on page one of Google, what's the point? Now, one of the things I think is what maybe people should look at that is, okay, maybe now, you know, I don't have the budget to get where I want to. However, in 6 months' time, I might, or 12 months' time, I might. So what can you be doing now to help the fact that in let's say in 12 months time you do have the budget, get the results you want quicker? Because it's like anything, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, but there's probably some things that you can do easily, cheaply yourself without, that can kind of help kind of pre-process. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it might be useful to start with the three fundamental areas involved in SEO to do that, because you're definitely right with what you're saying in that. People might not have the budget. SEO is free in the fact that you don't pay for the paid adverts like you do on Google, but you're either going to be paying in time or resource, through a developer, through your own time, through a content writer. There is a cost in some way, but there are things that you can be doing now. But if I just break down what the three elements of SEO is, because that might be useful. So the first is technical SEO. And that's essentially how a search engine can find your website, how it can crawl it, and how it understands the context of the website. So there's lots involved in that. It's things like making your pages load fast, having a sitemap, which is basically a list of all the pages on your website, so Google knows exactly what's involved in the website, what structure it is. Having a secure website, so on HTTPS and not HTTP, lots of different things like that. So that's sort of technical SEO, which is usually developers that get involved in that, but with an SEO behind to say, well, these are all the important things. Google can't find this page. You haven't indexed it, so Google doesn't know it's there, that sort of thing. And then you've got on-page SEO, which is essentially optimizing your pages around keywords. So making sure that Google can find knows what those pages are about. So when it decides what pages to rank, it knows that yours is a really strong page because it includes all the keywords. So there's lots involved in on-page SEO. And then the last bit is off-page SEO, which is essentially improving your authority in the eyes of search engines. So that's by having backlinks. So for example, Mike, if you had a link from The Guardian about great networking events in Yorkshire, Google's going to look at that and think, oh, this is a really reputable site, and they're linking to the Northern Affinity, so these guys must know what they're doing. So in turn, you're going to start to see better results from that, the reality of that. There's a lot more involved in it, but in, a simple term, a link from The Guardian would be great. I know there's some good links that the site has, so the more that you have from those types of sources, in turn, you will be favoured with better results. But you could have the best technical-looking website, but if you don't have any on-page content optimised, then your site's not going to do very well. If you have a load of backlinks, but you don't have good on-page, again, then you're not going to see the results. So it's a combination of all three. But the approach that each website should take is very different based on what's needed right now. So is it because all your pages can't be found? For example, that would be the first thing you look at. And then you look at on page. Sometimes it's, well, everyone, it's a really competitive industry. Everyone else has got a load of links. So let's build some links. So the strategy involved is quite different. But there are some fundamentals that you can look at without a budget, I guess. And that goes back to the simple things of keywords, really. So keywords are your fundamental SEO part of the strategy. They're what makes up and what decides where you get shown. So what I would say to people is to start with keywords. So make a list of every single page that you have on your website and decide what keywords you would want to appear for on Google for that. So quite simple, start with that list, and then you have your list of your almost what you call target keywords. Once you've got that, you want to do more research around those keywords. So you can take, so there's free tools to do this. Google Keyword Planner is a good one to use, but there are other tools as well. What you do is you take all those keywords you've got and try find more related keywords, and Google will tell you exactly how many people a month search for those keywords. And then you get to a point where you say, right, so I found that networking events in Leeds, we'll use the Northern Affinity as an example. So loads of people a month search for networking events in Leeds, but we don't have a page for that on the website. So actually, if we create a bespoke page for it, then we're going to be in a much better position to be able to rank solely for that keyword, because other pages on the site don't do that very well at the minute. It might be mentioned somewhere, but actually what we need is a bespoke page. And then what you can do is start to optimize that page towards that specific keyword. So that's things like including it in the headers. So you've got header one, header two, and header three tags. You can put them naturally in those headers. Then naturally also include it in the body as well. What you don't want to do is put networking events in Leeds all over the page. That's just not going to come across as natural, and it's also not very useful content to a user who is searching for that. That user wants to know what events are in Leeds, why Leeds might be a good place for it, and what someone's going to achieve from it, essentially. So you start to optimize your page towards that by the headers, the title. You could have that in the URL, so the long string at the end of your website. And you can start to put images and video content to break up that page as well, because Google uses what you call dwell time. So that's how long someone is on a page when it decides to rank it in the search engines. So that's also part of the optimization of the page. And then you can look at that keyword research that you've got and start to use that process lots of different times and create new posts and blog posts around it.
Yeah, so I guess kind of in a real, from a non-technical point of view for someone like myself, essentially what you're trying to do is make your website as useful as possible and as good as possible for the thing you want to be known for. So essentially what Google wants to do is, if using the example you've used there of networking events in Leeds, they want the number one thing that comes up to be the best networking events in Leeds. And that is based on, obviously, all these parameters. And I know this is a really simplistic view, but for someone who's not an expert in it, I guess that if you have that mindset of it, then you're probably not going to be going too far wrong, are you, from a, like I said, from a non-technical point of view? If you, you're there creating blogs, so you're doing useful blogs about networking in Leeds, you're creating videos about that, people are staying on your website longer because there's more events, or whatever it might be, as a kind of real basic, if that's your mindset, from a non-technical point of view, it probably will be useful.
Yeah, no, definitely. And that will get you to a certain level on Google. Ultimately, how well you rank is going to depend on what competition are doing as well. So if you've got that great page, it's really well optimized towards networking events in Leeds, but your page doesn't load as quick as somebody else's does, or if they've got loads of backlinks, so an external website creates a link back to your website. If they've got loads of them and you've only got that one from The Guardian, which would be a nice one to have, then other people might rank a little bit better than you. So the idea of SEO is to keep improving that over time as well. A good way of improving content on a website is FAQs. So including frequently asked questions on the page of things that people might actually be asking, people want to know. It's a good way to break up content. So again, it's nice to read, but it also means if you do it in the right way, and I won't go too depth into some of the what we call structured data to do that, which is the markup of telling Google what this section is. If you include those questions and answers, it's actually going to help you rank in what you call a knowledge box in Google. So when you do a search on Google, you quite often get questions, and then you can click on like the accordion to see more. And if you have that on your website, you can in turn at some point start to rank for those question and answers as well, just by having that useful content. And if we use the networking events in Leeds example, there'd be loads of questions and answers you could put, like what could I get out of networking in Leeds? How do I get to Leeds? Transport links, that sort of thing. So there'd be loads of things you could put on that page, just as an example. But yeah, the premise is creating good content that Google wants to read. And it's about trying to optimize it towards those keywords as well. But I mean, the decision of when Google ranks a page in reality is a little bit more difficult because it uses over 200 ranking factors. So every time someone does a search, there's 200 ranking factors involved in Google deciding which website to rank where in the results. So there's loads of things involved in that, and on page is one part of that, but you've also got your site speed, your accessibility, backlinks. There's lots of things involved.
So kind of using my imaginary timeline that I used earlier, you know, I've done a few of these bits over the first 12 months in business, and I've tried to do some blogs and some videos, and we've got some backlinks and all that. You know, you've had a good start to it. The business has been really successful. Now you do have a budget. So you do have a budget for them, whatever that might be. What, you know, then we come to someone like you, Laura, and say, look, Laura, I want you to help me with this. What's kind of involved? What do you do? What's the day-to-day activities when trying to improve the SEO?
So, I mean, it would always start with an audit to try and understand where the website is now. So having a look at what keywords are ranking, how that's developed over time. Is there loads of keywords that are going up? Are there loads that are going down? And then you would almost have a targeted strategy around each of those. So if you see a certain group of keywords have dropped off quite a bit, it's then looking at, right, do we need to be looking at on-page SEO, or are we falling down the rankings because other people are doing backlinks better? So it would be very much a tailored strategy for each website based on where they are now. The monthly budget would be put towards essentially time to do that. Budgets are generally spent on consultants, copywriters, ultimately SEO is built on the foundation of having good copy. Some people can do it themselves, which is great. Sometimes you just need a bit of a push in the right direction. Some of the things that we do a lot is write content briefs, because generally clients know their business better than me or any other consultant could do, but they just need a bit of a push in the right direction. So that content brief would include things like what you should include in the header, how long the content should be, how it should be structured, what you should include, that sort of thing. And budget usually goes towards developers cost as well. Quite often, if you haven't done any work on your site in 12 months, you've probably got something that needs improving from a technical point of view. Google algorithms are always changing. There's always new factors to look at for that. A lot of it recently has been on site speeds. There's a term called Core Web Vitals, which are lots of different factors involved in how quick pages load. So a lot of that investment is usually put within developers' resources, or some SEOs can do that themselves to look at improving the technical state of the site as well. But the approach for each website would be quite different, just depending on a lot of it's on the foundations, to be honest, what platform it's built on, how easy it is to add what you call meta titles and meta descriptions, which are what you put almost in the back end of a website, which Google sees. So when you do a search on Google, you see the search engine results page, you'll see a title and a meta description. And that's something that's been pre-written so that users can see it. It's not a ranking factor as such, but if you optimize that title and description quite well, you'll see more people go to your website, because when they do see you in the search results page, someone's like, oh, that looks like what I just searched for. So if we go back to the networking events in Leeds, if you have that optimized, those terms will be featured in bold, which entices the click onto the website more. So yeah, there's lots of different factors involved in that.
Of course, yeah. And you're probably going to hate me now. I'm going to ask a how long is a piece of string question. I'm sure you get asked this all the time. And I know it's almost obvious, isn't it? There's lots of variables here in terms of competitiveness of your market, if you're local or regional or national, budgets, obviously in time and all that kind of stuff. But I guess it's more of a generic, general answer is how quickly can people see benefits? And I said, I know it's an how long this piece of string, there's no one to answer, but kind of, I guess it's expectations, like general expectations of this type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, the definite SEO answer would be it depends, which is a bit of a running joke in the industry from SEO people that it depends, and it definitely does. But I think there's actually some quick wins you can make with SEO. More so if you've got an established website, it's been going quite a while, it's got a bit of authority in Google. If you made some changes to a page to optimize it, and internal linking, I haven't actually mentioned that yet, creating more links from one page to another, that's actually a really powerful way for to improve your rankings, really, because you're creating more links within your own website. So doing things like that sometimes can see quick wins. And when I say quick wins, I probably mean within 3 months, you'll see some more traction in rankings. You might see visibility in your positions going up quite quickly, but that's not all the time. A big factor in how quickly results can be achieved is on how long your domain's been running. So what I say for new websites is you need at least 6 months, but really a year to really see traction from that, because a new website is going to find it much harder to rank because there's no history with Google. There's no backlinks. So Google takes a little longer to try and understand what that website's about. It takes longer to crawl, to understand and see results in line with that. So usually a year, but again, it does come down to the industry, how competitive it is, really.
Of course.
But yeah, it's definitely not a quick win. Whereas with Google advertising, you could play some budget, pick your keywords, and within 24 hours, you will be seen for that keyword. Now, in reality, it takes much longer for something to happen with those clicks. You might not see the sales for 3 months. I think there's also a misconception that if SEO can't deliver results overnight, then Google can. That's not necessarily the case either. I don't think there's any real quick wins. But what I would say is if you're making the right changes and creating lots of fresh content, then you will see results probably within 6 months.
Yeah, so it's kind of a medium term investment. I was just noting down then. I think there's like it's almost the mindset you go into this is probably something that you might do. So say if you were employing a salesperson for your team, you know, you wouldn't take them on and then start on the Monday and expect them to be bringing loads of sales on by the end of the week. Unlikely to do so. They might get some quick wins, and they might get the odd thing that come from it. Of course, and just like SEO, you might get a few things, but that's realistically you're looking 6-12 months further down the line, and I think that's maybe what people got to equate it to more than maybe other areas of marketing strategy, advertising as well. Would that be fair?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that's a good analogy. To be fair, there definitely are quick wins, but it's a medium to long term game, and it's not a one and done. I think that has definitely been a conception of SEO that I've found is once you've got your website, you've got some nice blog content and it's done. What could happen is you could see overnight results, you'd be in the top results, but actually that's not going to be sustainable over time because other people are going to be doing just as good. It might not be relevant anymore. You're definitely right with what you're saying there.
Yeah, and I think there's something I was thinking about then when you were talking about some of the things you can do or you do that you do with SEO, you know, around creating content, around like some videos, whatever it might be. Well, actually, there is some other benefits to those things because just any kind of general marketing, you use them on your social media platforms and your email marketing. Whatever, actually, by creating that stuff, yes, it's helping your SEO, but it's actually helping other areas. It's the whole repurposing content type idea, isn't it? And we maybe don't. I hadn't really thought about that previously. You know, I am getting an SEO benefit from doing this blog, but as long as if I put it on social media channels, if I put it in my email marketing newsletter, et cetera, then there is potential quick wins actually, but it's not particular SEO wins, I guess, in a definition, but it's other areas that you could benefit from it. So you do the work once, but it could help you in a lot of ways.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what I say to clients quite a lot is, any marketing channel doesn't sit in isolation with it. What you do for one thing helps overall. I mean, anything that you do from content and UX, anything on your website is helping your brand overall. And what you'll see in turn over time is the more you do, more people start to search for your brand. And with a strong SEO, you'll always be there for related brand terms as well. So there's a crossover in that. And if we're talking about blog posts, there's so many different ways you can repurpose a blog post for social media, for email marketing, paid social. There's lots of different ways. So definitely SEO and organic traffic and what you do on the website doesn't need to be a standalone marketing effort.
Yeah, and it kind of feels like coming back first full circle in a way with that conversation as we were talking about at the start. It's all these things added up, and that, you know, every business will be different, obviously, and certain things will have more of an impact, but it generally speaking, again, it's all part of one mix, isn't it? So just final question for me, Laura, before we finish. If someone's listened to this and, you know, let's say they haven't done anything really with SEO, not directly anyway, and they want to start, because again, it does feel like it's quite a technical, there's a reason why people get experts like you to do it, is it can be quite a daunting task. You know, if you said to someone they're going to start one thing, do one thing now just to get going with it, where would you start?
Oh, just one thing. I would say for keywords, so I'd go back to what I was saying earlier, is make that list of all your pages on the website. Try to think about what keywords you want those pages to rank for. I often find that's almost a missing step that people do. You create all these pages, but not think about what you want them to be seen for. So that's definitely one thing that I would say to do. And then that leads in turn to the keyword research you can do to expand that to create your new pages and then going into the optimization. So that would be the main thing. And I think just a couple of other little things would be to get Google Search Console. So if you've got a website and you don't have that at the minute, you can add it quite easily. Like, it's quite easy to do if you're on WordPress, and then that will give you visibility on all the keywords that your site's ranking for. If there's any errors that you need to fix for Google to be able to see that. And also, I know you asked for one, but I can't, I'm a master, I can't just give one quick answer, is to set up Google My Business. So that's actually got quite a lot of SEO benefits as well, not just from a maps perspective, but if you optimize your Google My Business page with reviews, you put posts in, you can in turn get better search results for certain things as well. So that's my not one thing people can do.
bonus things people can do. That's great. Thank you, Laura. Now, if anyone kind of wants to find out a little bit more about you and what you do, where are the best places to go?
LinkedIn's probably the best. So you can connect with me on LinkedIn. I actually write a newsletter on a Monday called the Monday Marketing Memo, where I include sort of tips and tricks on marketing, updates on what's going on in the marketing world. So yeah, follow me on LinkedIn and you'll soon start to see my Monday newsletters.
Thank you very much, Laura. And if anyone, if you can't find Laura for whatever reason, I'll put the links in the notes, whether you're obviously watching this as a video or as a podcast, it'll all be in there. But you know, again, failing that, come to just ask us at Northern Affinity. We've got all the details. We can put you in Laura's direction. So thank you, Laura. You've kind of made me think about a lot of things. My to-do list is getting longer. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but lots of really good advice there. I really appreciate it. So thank you very much.
No problem. Yeah, thanks for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this chat today, and like me, you learned something new from our wonderful expert. So if you'd like to hear from more of our sessions, please subscribe on whatever platform that you get your podcast from to hear more. And also, we'd love to meet you at some point at one of our upcoming events. We, the Northern Affinity, hold events all across the north of England, and we'd love to meet new people and have guests along. So please come along and check out our website or all the details in the show notes. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next time.